You ever try to like find an old website, you know, one of those things from way back when, like back when you were a kid, and it's just gone.
Yeah.
Poof, vanished. It's like, where did the internet go? Well, that's when you bust out the Wayback Machine,
Right.
right? But what if the Wayback Machine itself vanished?
Oh, wow.
That's kind of what happened like last week with those attacks on the Internet Archive.
Yeah, I heard about that, those cyber attacks. What's the deal with that?
Yeah, the cyber attacks. It wasn't just a blip on the radar either. We're talking millions of people couldn't like access it. Millions.
It's really kind of scary when you think about it. Like, what if that stuff was gone forever? All those old websites, it'd be like, I don't know, imagine a fire in the Library of Congress. Poof, a whole chunk of history gone.
Totally. Now, for anyone out there who hasn't like gone down the rabbit hole of the Internet Archive, it's the folks behind the Wayback Machine, but it's way, way bigger than that. Think like billions of web pages all saved, plus like books, music, videos. It's this massive digital library. And they got slammed. Not one, but two huge cyber attacks.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So first, a data breach. Hackers got their hands on user info. We're going to dig into the specifics on that a bit later. But then, bam, they hit him with a DDoS attack. That's when they basically just overload a website with traffic until it crashes.
Just floods it, right? Like a digital stampede, everybody trying to look at old GeoCities pages at once.
Total chaos. And the article said the archive was down for days. This wasn't just, oh, I can't get to my favorite cat meme site. This is serious. We're talking millions of users, like everyone from casual folks to academics writing big research papers, all cut off.
Yeah, it makes you realize the Internet Archive, it's not just some random site, is it? It's like it's a treasure trove. We're talking about human history here. Researchers use it to keep track of how websites changed. Journalists need it for old news articles that have disappeared. I even read about court cases that used evidence they found on the Wayback Machine.
Oh yeah, for sure. I mean, if you ever, I know I have tried to win a bet about like what year a meme was popular, the Wayback Machine, that's your proof. And if a company as big as Google, which uses Wayback links in their search results, if they rely on it, you know it's important.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, this just shows how important all this cybersecurity stuff is, not just for like the Internet Archive itself, but for everybody. We all live in this digital world now.
Okay, so let's get down to it. The article said this attack happened in two parts. First, there was the data breach. This affected, get this, 31 million accounts.
31 million.
31 million. That's like, I don't know, the whole population of Texas got their info swiped. And this wasn't just usernames, the hackers, they got email addresses, plus something called hashed passwords.
And that's the thing, right? Each part of that stolen data, it's dangerous in its own way. Like email addresses, those are gold to scammers, phishing emails, and they can make them look so real these days. People get tricked into giving up even more info. And then you've got those hashed passwords. Now, when they say hashed, it's not like they're serving up your password in plain text. It's all scrambled up. But with enough time and computing power, hackers can unscramble them. Crack the code, so to speak.
So even though it's not like they're just handing over passwords on a silver platter, it's still, you know, not great.
Not great at all. This is where all that, basic cyber hygiene stuff we hear about really comes into play. Strong passwords, and not just strong, but unique for every single account. And two-factor authentication whenever you can, those things can really make a difference.
Totally. It's like they always say, better safe than sorry. Speaking of which, the article mentioned a service, Have I Been Pwned? I've heard of it, but honestly, I'm a little fuzzy on what it actually does.
Oh, have I been pound? That's a good one. That's a lifesaver, actually. It's a free service. You just pop in your email address and it'll tell you if it's ever been part of a known data breach, like this one with the Internet Archive, for example.
Oh, interesting. So if you're like even a little bit concerned after all this, go check out Have I Been Pwned? That's good to know. So, okay, the Internet Archive, they're back online now, right? But what does that even mean? Can we all go back to browsing old MySpace pages? Is everything back to normal?
Well, sort of. They're back online, but in what they're calling read-only mode.
Read-only mode.
Yeah, basically you can browse all the archives, all those web pages, the books, videos, all that. But they've hit the pause button on, capturing any new content.
So it's like the Wayback Machine is like frozen in time for now, right?
Exactly. Makes sense while they're, shoring up their defenses.
But what does that mean for us, like big picture?
Well, it makes you think about how fragile all this digital history really is. Every day that goes by without them archiving new stuff, it's potentially a gap in the historical record, What if future historians don't have a record of what the internet looked like during this time? What if those archives are incomplete because of these attacks? makes you think.
Yeah, it's like missing pages from a history book, and you might not even know what's missing.
No.
Okay, so what's the Internet Archive doing to, you know, beef up their security and make sure this doesn't happen again?
Well, the article mentioned a couple of things. They're enhancing their data protection practices and implementing stronger server security protocols.
Right, right. So basically like a total security overhaul.
Pretty much. They're probably, you know, tightening up their login systems, encrypting that sensitive data even more, bolstering their firewall, stuff like that.
Making it a fortress. So they're taking it seriously. That's good.
Yeah.
But this whole thing really makes you think, you know? Like, what if they hadn't been archiving all this stuff in the first place? Would we even realize it was gone? And what does this attack tell us about the, you know, the state of online security in general?
Yeah, that's a real wake-up call. Like, we think about the internet as this, you know, this permanent thing, but it's actually way more fragile than we realize.
It is. And the thing about this attack on the Internet Archive, it really highlights something, you know? This isn't just about losing some old memes or whatever. We're talking about history here. Our history, cultural stuff, even scientific records, legal documents, it's all in there. And as we put more and more of our lives online, these digital archives, they just become more and more important, right?
Absolutely.
Like, what happens if some crucial piece of evidence in a court case, what if that just vanishes because the website it was on, it's gone? Or like scientists not being able to access data on climate change because the research is trapped on some like dead server somewhere.
Exactly. And those aren't just like what if scenarios. Those are real risks. If we don't, you know, if we don't take this digital preservation stuff seriously. And the scary thing is, most people probably don't even think about it. They assume, oh, if it's on the internet, it's there forever, right?
Right.
But that's just not how it works.
So what can we even do? I mean, besides the obvious stuff, strong passwords, watching out for those phishing scams, what can we do to, like, be better digital citizens, protect this stuff?
Well, for one, supporting organizations like the Internet Archive. I mean, they rely on donations, right? Keep the lights on, the servers running. But bigger picture, I think it's about getting the word out, talking to people. You know, your friends, family, whoever, explain why digital preservation matters. Support the policies, the laws that, you know, help these archives, these digital libraries. The more people who get it, the better chance we have at actually saving all this stuff.
Makes sense. It's like that old saying, right? Those who can't remember the past are doomed to repeat it.
Mm.
But in this case, it's more like those who can't access the past, well, they're in for a world of confusion.
Right. And who wants that? I mean, the internet, it's amazing. It's this incredible tool for learning, for connecting, understanding the world. But we got to protect it, you know? Preserve it, make sure it's still useful for, well, for everybody in the future.
Well said. So next time you're, you know, feeling nostalgic, maybe you want to take a trip down memory lane with the Wayback Machine, take a second. Appreciate the folks at the Internet Archive. They're working hard to keep those digital memories alive.
Mm-hmm.
And then maybe go update your passwords just to be safe. This has been a real eye-opener of a deep dive. Until next time, everybody stay curious and stay safe out there in the digital world.